We'll now move to discussion of guiding principles for the 2019-21 agency budget request. And just say this is not an item for formal approval. It's a discussion item. Obviously, the comments and questions that board members have will help to refine the work that's going on, but it won't be take formal action to say this is it.
Good morning, Chair Imeson, members of the board, State Forester Doherty. For the record, I am James Short, the budget director for the department. I am here before you with regards to agenda item 3, guiding principles for the 2019-21 agency request budget development. The purpose of this agenda item is to secure the board's input and approval on the initial set of guiding principles developed by the agency's executive team for the 2019-21 budget development. Since the start of this biennium, the department has been working on the strategic planning and budget development to be effective with budget development over the course of the next 11 months through the finalization of the governor's recommended budget, joint engagement by the agency leadership, the board, and the stakeholders is necessary and is part of our operating model. The first steps involve establishing the guiding principles for budget development. Having a set of guiding principles adds credibility to our budget development process and to our agency request budget. It also provides us with a roadmap. As in previous biennia, the agency's executive team has come up with a set of guiding principles for the 2019-21 budget development process. The core essence of these principles has basically remained the same over the last 8 bienniums. There are 12 principles, and I'll walk through each one of them today. The 2019-21 budget development will, 1, promote an open and transparent process with employees and stakeholders and seek and encourage public input. 2, maintain core business functions and customer service as a priority while maintaining an agency-wide perspective. 3, identify and address service gaps that exist between the current budget and the budget needed to implement legal mandates, the Board of Forestry work plans, and key components of the agency's strategic initiatives. This is where we develop the agency's policy option packages. 4, be creative and proactive, but realistic in concept development and proposals, recognizing the balance between asking for needed resources while considering budget climate, stakeholders, and legislative expectations and revenue constraints. 5, maintain a viable, effective, highly skilled, and empowered workforce and organization. 6, identify and capture opportunities to increase efficiencies and effectiveness. 7, ensure that individual revenue sources fund a fair and equitable portion of the internal service costs that are in direct relation to services and products utilized by the programs. 8, align with the board and agency missions, legal mandates, strategic initiatives, agency performance measures, and the governor's priorities. 9, partner with other natural resource agencies and tribal governments on issues of mutual interest. 10, innovate new ways for revenue generation, providing services and stakeholder outreach and involvement that aim to reduce vulnerability to cyclical fluctuations. 11, be responsive to changes in the socioeconomic situation during the budget development process itself, and be flexible to change direction, of course, if needed. And lastly, clearly communicate the results of budget investments or reductions that impact forest resources and prioritize services that directly benefit, protect, and sustain Oregon's forest resources. The department recommends that the board review the proposed guiding principles, provide the department input if there is any, and improve these sets of guiding principles for the 2019-21 budget development. Thank you. Any questions?
Could you tell me what, if any, changes were made to these from the ones used the last biennium?
These are the same ones from last biennium. There have been no changes.
Familiar.
Yes.
But, well, one thing that just jumped out to me was that number 8 looks very similar to number 3 to me. And I think those could be combined pretty easily. The one that starts identify and address service gaps, et cetera, and then the one that is aligned with board and agency missions, legal mandates, strategic initiatives. So a lot of the same words being used in both of those.
Okay.
Thanks.
Just a question. How, on several of these, you've discussed, or they mention stakeholder involvement. What's the, how does that occur in the, in the process? Is it formal, informal, both? How do we get input from stakeholders on our budget process?
So we, a couple items, through the Board of Forestry public comment period, association meetings, you know, interest groups.
I was thinking prior to that. To the board.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on our current strategic initiatives, Doug is working with Ken Armstrong on an outreach strategy or public affairs. And so we have a list of committees, the board committees, of course, we will be doing formal outreach. We have regular meetings with our stakeholder groups, informal, both with the forest industry and landowner groups, as well as with the conservation community. And we introduce our concepts and discuss them there. So those are our primary outreach, and then we also outreach to the governor's office to keep them informed and make sure we're in alignment about our policy and budget request. And then we will begin to have those communication with the legislature starting in January in the short session and carrying through out.
Okay, thank you very much.